Daily, in our news feeds, we hear headlines of the violence rampant across our globe. Stories of bodies broken and blood spilled. We can barely comprehend the numbers that tally the destruction. More than 20,000 people dead from gun violence alone in the U.S. in 2020, with 2021 on track to far exceed that number. 1.2 million violent crimes in the U.S. in 2019. And if we look at the statistics across the globe, we're simply staggered. Bodies ripped open, families shattered, communities torn apart. A seemingly endless stream of violence and blood. Many of us feeling fearful or helpless to do anything to stem the tide of violence, persuade ourselves that this violence has nothing to do with us, that we could hide from it. We imagine that the violence is out there in those people. And we participate in fracturing the world, dividing it into the camps of the righteous and the evildoers. We remain blind to the way that those very thought patterns and the words and actions that flow from them are fracturing our own hearts and perpetuating another violence that negates the humanity of some and projects our own suffering or rage onto whole groups of others. I saw this pattern so visibly displayed as I observed the words and emotions of friends and coworkers reacting to the recent trial and verdict of Derek Chauvin for his murder of George Floyd. Today's solemnity of the body and blood of Jesus can, if we allow it, expose the divisions in our hearts and the ways we so easily feed violence as we participate in fracturing relationships and dividing communities. Today's celebration invites us to metabolize the violence in our hearts and in the world as we take into ourselves the lifeblood that heals all that divides us, the body and blood that makes us one. In our reading from Exodus today, the blood of the covenant marks the eternal relationship between God and the people, who by their assent to this covenant make their unity visible. The blood poured out on the people and the altar signifies their communion. They are one. Jesus' free gift of his body and blood, the night before his own unjust and violent death, forever tears away our illusion of separateness and the illusion that the violence in the world is not also in us. This is my body, which is for you. This is my blood poured out for you and the multitudes. In this act, we see and we know and we receive that we are all one body, with one river of blood flowing through the veins of all. This is not simply a poetic or spiritualized notion. Our faith is incarnate, corporeal, lived out in our physical bodies, and the blood that flows through the veins of every human person is one. The bodies broken daily by violence are our bodies. It is our blood spilled out. And the enraged or perhaps cold blood that flows through the veins of the perpetrators of violence, is pumped by our hearts as well. And together, we receive our common healing and transformation through our participation in the free gift of Jesus. This is my body. This is my blood, which is for you. St. Thomas, commenting on this feast, writes, "No other sacrament has greater healing power. Through it, what divides us is purged away, virtues are increased, and we renew our memory of the surpassing love for us, which Christ revealed." The ancient sequence composed for this solemnity names with joy the source of our healing. Sing of love beyond your telling, love from Jesus' heart, upwelling, giving all that love can give. See him as his life is ending, to his friends attending, giving all that all might live. Greet your Lord with acclamation. Sing with joy in celebration of his gift of living bread. Let your mind with love be dwelling on this gift, all gifts excelling, gift by which your heart is fed. Two images, both responses to violence, one so familiar in our world and experience, which perpetuates a dehumanizing spiral. The other offered in our scriptures and tradition, which liberates and transforms. So how might we more deeply participate in this gift of Jesus, making his act our own? Perhaps by involving our bodies more fully, very simply, as we pray the Eucharist, we might extend our hand in offering. This is my body, which is given for you. This is my blood, poured out for you. And what might be the result if we choose daily to practice this act of love? Could it be that through each of us, in our small ways, God's healing and transformation of violence might spread? So let us pray every headline and every statistic with these words: "This is my body. This is my blood." As we see the faces in communities locked in opposition to one another, as the news brings to our eyes the faces of victims of violence and the faces of perpetrators, let us pray. This is my body. This is my blood. We are one.